Hi guys, I know before I even say anything else, I'd like to apologize. I know I've been quiet for a while and I'm going to explain, I promise, but for now I'm just apologizing. And yeah, so hi guys, you're here with your host Inange, and this is Drip of Dopamine, Drip of Dopamine, whatever you want to call it, but I'm back, yay. Anyway, yeah guys, I'm back, so hi. Yeah, so let me explain now. I know I've been really quiet, and the biggest reason is school. I was going into my final year, like last semester. Yeah, so like I really had to work hard, like a lot, and like it was just a lot, guys. School is not easy. Law school is not easy. So like, you know, it was a lot, and like I really didn't have time to record. Then like I had phone issues, like my phone like just randomly blacked, and funny thing is it blacked like a week before, in fact like a few days before my mid-semester. So like I was stressed because like most of my notes and study notes were on my phone, my recordings, and you know, all of that. So I was stressed. In fact, it blacked during my exams, like after my first exam. Yeah, so you know, like I was stressed and whatever, so like, you know, I had a lot going on, so I couldn't record. And you guys know I always say, if my mind and my mind space is not okay, then I can't record. So yeah, I had to give myself time, and now I'm home, you know, chilling and whatever. And yeah, I'm back, so let's get right into it. Today's episode is going to be about trusting people for who they show you they are. I'll say that again. Trusting people for who they show you they are. Most of you might wonder what that is all about. And honestly, I thought about this like during my exams actually, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to record about this. I first heard about this statement from one of my sisters. Shout out to you. If you're listening to this, shout out to you, baby girl. But yeah. And like, when this statement was said to me, like I thought about it and I was like, what does this mean? And like after she explained and I did my own research and like I found a tweet that talked about the same thing, I got to understand it. And it's like meant a lot to me ever since then. Because, you know, like, we have this tendency of believing what we once knew about people. Like, you knew this person to be, you know, like, a good person or whatever, but they've shown you to be, you know, something else. But you're convincing yourself, like, no, you know, maybe it was a mistake. You know, maybe they're going through something. But, like, this person has shown you for what they are. And we're choosing not to believe it, you know, because we're clinging onto what we thought we knew of them and the version that we thought we knew, you know. So yeah, let's chat. I feel like when we meet people, we usually see, like, it's very rare that when you get to know someone, like when you're getting to know someone, you get to know the bad side of them, or you get to know, like, you know, the deep side of them. It's very rare because most people are not comfortable with, you know, like just, you know, showing, you know, like their real selves to people when they just meet them or when they start talking to them. You know, like they want to, like, you know, that good side, the interesting side, you know, the happy side, the side that, you know, happy about life and whatever. It's very random for us to, you know, like random and rare for us to actually start talking to someone and we get to see the deep side, the sad side, the depressed side of them. It's very rare. And because of that, when we get to know people, when we get to know, you know, like the first impression of them, like we cling on to the first impression. We put that idea in our heads, like, okay, this is them. And, you know, like, this is them, and they will never change, because, you know, I've been talking to them for a month, and, you know, like, they've been consistently this person, and so this should be them, this has to be them, you know, like we tell ourselves that even without us knowing, like, you know, like knowing, like even just like when explaining to like our friends and whatever, maybe let's say it's a boy or a girl, you're like, no, you know, they're like this, you know, they're sweet, they're kind, they're this, they're that. Then something happens. Oh, P.S. guys, I know I've been off for long, but I feel like this episode is going to be very short, but at least it's something, yeah, so forgive me, guys, but I'm back, I promise I'm really back, but yeah, forgive me. Anyway, back to the topic, yeah. Then something happens. Maybe let's say, relationship-wise, they cheat. Friendship-wise, they betray you. And now you're asking yourself, did they lie to me about who they are? Was this a mistake? Was that them acting out of character? You know, you start to ask yourself those questions. And most times, we blame ourselves for being naive. But in most cases, and like the truth, if anything, the truth, the truth is, it was never your fault, to be honest. How did you expect yourself to see through them then? Like, you know, how did you expect yourself to know that this would happen? Because we don't expect people to be, you know, to show us that other side of them just when we meet them, because they would know, like, who'd want to be around such a person, if anything, or who'd want to date such a person, you know? So us blaming ourselves is, it's, if anything, it's a waste of time, honestly. I know it's hard not to, but it's a waste of time. Because we try to put the blame on ourselves when it wasn't even our fault. Like, when we meet someone, most of us, okay, most people, in fact, let me say people, not us, but most people are lucky because, you know, like, they get to see the other side of people early, and most people aren't because they get to see it late. You know, when they've seen the other side for so long, and when they see this other side, it's very hard to actually believe that they've seen this side. So they try to convince themselves, like, okay, no, you know, maybe I'm just overreacting, maybe I'm seeing things, maybe it was a mistake, maybe they were acting out of character, you know, like such excuses. You're making excuses for them. But the truth is, we should start learning to trust people for who they show us they are. Like, yes, when you met them, they were sweet, they were kind, you know, then you guys started dating, you know, like they were loyal for like a really, really, really long time. Then boom, they cheated. Boom, they're a whole different person, you know, like, and you know, like, it's the fact that for some people, yeah, when they find out their partner is cheating, the same cheating partner starts being defensive and saying, no, this and that, I wasn't even happy with you, you were not enough, this and that, you never knew how to take care of me, you know, like such things. And I feel like for our own sanity, we should really start to trust people for who they show us they are. Because holding on to that vision of them that you knew, it might bring you peace, because you know, you might be thinking and deceiving yourself and saying, no, you know, like they're a good person, they're a nice person and whatever, maybe it was a mistake, you know, maybe they're acting out of character and whatever. But this person is literally showing you who they are. They are putting it in your face that this is the type of person that I am, this is actually who I am, this is me showing you who I am. But we're just trying to convince ourselves, like, no, I couldn't have been that dumb. I should have seen it, I could have seen it one way or another. But the thing is, you're not expected to see it before. You're not expected to just guess it or just, you know, like coincidentally see it one day, like before it happens, you know. Not most people are lucky like that. And most of us have to see it the hard way, have to get it the hard way. You know, and like that's one truth that you have to come to terms with. The fact that we won't always, you know, see people for who they really are before they get to show us. I'll say that again. Not most of us will be lucky enough to see people for who they really are before they get to show us who they really are. Because the more you convince yourself and deceive yourself of the version that you knew of them, the more you hurt yourself, because you might even keep on going back because of the idea that you have in your head of, you know, like, that this kind of person, you know, they're nice, they're kind. Like, trust them for who they show you they are. They're showing you that they're this type of person, so trust them for that. You know, hold them to that. Hold them to what they are showing you they are. If they're showing you that they're a cheater, believe it. Hold them to that. You know, give yourself peace. It's okay that you didn't see it earlier. It's okay that you didn't know earlier. What matters is that you know now. So what are you going to do about it now? What's your next step? That's where your focus should be. I know this now. In fact, it should be, I knew this then. I know this now. What will I do next? You know? Like, if this person shows you that they're not trustworthy, but you thought they were before, it's okay. Accept the fact that they're untrustworthy and they're showing you that they're untrustworthy, but what will you do next? It's okay if you already told them 1,000 things and they know. It's okay. But what matters is, what will you do next? You can't undo what you already did in the past. You can't unsay what you already said to them. You know, you can't ungive whatever you gave them. But what matters and where your focus should be is what you will do next. What you will do next that they've shown you who they are. What you will do next now that you know the type of person that they are. And blaming yourself won't really take you anywhere. It really won't. Because it wasn't your fault. You couldn't have known. Because they hid it well. So, you know. So, I feel like we should really make it a habit. If someone shows you their gossip, hold them onto that. They're a gossip. If you knew that they were not before, it's okay. But now you know that they're a gossip. Now you know that they're a liar. Now you know that they're a cheater. So what are you going to do about it now? What's your next step? You know, let's really hold people accountable. Let's hold people accountable. If they did this, hold them accountable. If they did that, hold them accountable. The way we hold ourselves accountable when we do something is the same way we should hold people accountable when they do things to us. We as humans are quick. In fact, the normal human beings, yes, I said normal, the normal human beings are quick to hold themselves accountable when they do stuff to people. But the minute something is done to them, the accountability just disappears. No, it was a mistake. No, they were drunk. No, they explained this. No, I'm sure this. But, you know, like, we're quick to make excuses for people. We are very quick to make excuses for people and we don't even hold them accountable because they're like, you know, they've forgiven me even before, you know, like, I apologize and explain, they've forgiven me. You know, like, we should learn to hold people accountable. And this whole trusting people for who they are thing, I feel like it brings you peace because you start to see people for who they really are and not who you thought they were, you know. So guys, please take care of yourselves. Sometimes be selfish. Sometimes put yourself first. Because at the end of the day, you're all you have. At the end of the day, you're the only one who understands what's really going on in your head, you know. So hold people accountable. Hold them accountable for their actions. Trust them for who they show you they are. Yeah. So guys, I hope you liked this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I hope it taught you something. And I promise I'll be posting more now that I'm free and I'm home. And don't forget to share, you know, give me feedback. You know, you guys know my Instagram, inonge.chavalas. And yeah. So I guess I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.